Big tech companies have their tentacles in so many facets of our lives. But one area you may not realize the tech giants' presence and influence is in the writing of international trade agreements. Now, let's be real, trade agreements might feel very far from the long list of things everybody is concerned about. However, our next guest has spent her career parsing out the arcane clauses of thick trade agreements, educating regular folks about why they matter, and pushing for fairer trade policies. Laurie Wallach is director of the Rethink Trade Program at the American Economic Liberties Project. Most recently, she's been sounding the alarm over the quiet push by big tech companies to influence global trade agreements. She's here to explain more. Laurie Wallach, welcome.
Thank you very much.
So, Laurie, let's start with a bit of a 101 here. What international trade agreements are we talking about? What's covered in them? And who negotiates these on behalf of the U.S.?
That's a great place to start because a lot of people aren't aware that today's trade agreements are not mainly about the traditional trade topics like tariffs or quotas. Instead, they set binding international parameters on what laws we can have domestically, often on policies totally unrelated to trade. And we face trade sanctions if we don't conform our domestic laws to meet these rules. Traditionally, these negotiations have happened with a lot of secrecy. The agency that negotiates is the U.S. Trade Representative's office. And right now, as is often the case, there are lots of different negotiating venues, global ones like the WTO, regional ones in Latin America and in Asia.
So give us just one example, Laurie, of maybe one of those trade agreements that has a binding agreement that then directly impacts domestic policy.
So there are two really good examples that affect everyone's life. Most people don't realize that part of the reason we have higher medicine prices today in the United States is because Big Pharma hijacked the global agreement, the World Trade Organization, in the 1990s. And yep, in a free trade agreement, got extensions of monopoly patent durations. The U.S. law was 17-year monopoly patent for medicine. They weaseled into this agreement a 20-year monopoly, and so it raised prices for all of us consumers. Or remember when you used to go to the grocery store and there was a consumer label on meat and poultry that listed where the product was born, raised, and slaughtered? That was enacted in the 2008 Farm Bill, but it disappeared in 2015. Why? Because some other countries said, oh, that's an illegal trade barrier under the WTO rules, threatened $1 billion of sanctions. One of these trade tribunals said that was kosher, and bye-bye to the law.
Okay, so let's talk about then the influence of big tech. And just break down for us, who is big tech and what are they pushing for currently?
Big tech means the biggest of the biggies, Amazon, Google, Meta, and the lobby shops that they fund, like the Computer Communications Industry Association. They give a lot of money to the big Chamber of Commerce. And what they wanted to do is basically to shut down the online privacy protections, enforcement against the monopoly abuses of smaller companies and consumers, online violations of civil rights and civil liberties, all these protections being enacted domestically, but also in a lot of other countries. And their strategy was to get these rules into trade agreements to internationally preempt in one fell swoop all of this effort to counter their abusive behavior.
So we're talking in this specific case about privacy laws. And as I understand it, during Donald Trump's presidency, the tech giants were allowed to exert more power. But now under President Biden, is that being reined in at all?
So during the Trump administration, rules that had never been in any past U.S. trade agreement, or for that matter, other countries' trade agreements, got slipped into, for instance, Trump's replacement of NAFTA, the so-called U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. As a result, that agreement has rules that could conflict with these good policies. The big tech guys got those rules also offered at the Global World Trade Organization as a U.S. proposal. And wonderfully, last year, the Biden administration, realizing that would conflict, with what, on a bipartisan basis, Congress is trying to do on privacy, on online civil rights and liberties, on antitrust, reversed the sneaky Trump policies and announced that the U.S. was going to take a new approach that guaranteed protections for workers and consumers online.
So, Laurie, how would this impact privacy?
The way it would work is the U.S. would enact a privacy rule that might require limits on data going across borders, for instance, to ensure that our personal sensitive data only went to safe places. That could then be challenged as an illegal trade barrier, and if we kept the policy, we could face billions in trade sanctions.
So we are in a crucial election year. We haven't really heard from either candidate on this issue, and, you know, there are so many other big issues that are coming at us. What should we be paying attention for here, Laurie?
With this issue and with every trade agreement and negotiation, it's really important to actually dig into what the policies are, what the rules are, and not what different policymakers tell us. So everyone's going to tell us these are good for us. And in reality, very frequently, corporate interests rig the rules. Right now, the Biden administration is trying to unrig these rules that big tech slipped in, and it's an ongoing fight, so we need to stay on top of it.
Laurie Wallach is director of Rethink Trade Program at the American Economic Liberties Project. Laurie, thank you so much.
Thank you.